Kin said she didn't believe it. You couldn't take a Neolithic farmer and turn him into a planetary engineer, she protested.
We could. The disc builders constructed us cleverly.
You won't even tell me about the builders. The screen went blank. Whoomp. Kin gripped the sides of the couch. Whoomp. The rock didn't fly, it simply bullied its way through the upper air, shoveling it aside with a sneer. Talking was difficult when G-forces slapped and banged with a horrible rhythm. Silver managed it with the least discomfort.
I don't believe it either, she said. I can see what a device like the disc would need. Whoomp. Need a sapient caretaker. No machines could handle all the problems that might crop. Whoomp. Might crop up. But unless the creature was already a technical sophisticate, he would simply become mad.
Kin braced herself for the next wing beat. It didn't come. Beyond the window, she could see the rock's wing outstretched, the tips of the huge feathers vibrating in the slipstream. The bird was starting its glide. Half the disc was spread before the canted cabin. Kin rolled out of her couch and swayed across the trembling deck until she could grasp a bulkhead. The world was a bowl of jewels flung across the sky. Ahead, wearing the setting sun like the gemstone on a ring, was the rim ocean. Rock slid on down the sky, staring at the sun with terrible bird eyes. Sometimes she shrugged her shoulders to dislodge the ice, which flashed and tumbled as it began the long fall. Kin knelt on the floating platform and watched the microfigures of Silver and Marco thread their way through the tunnels. Elsewhere, disc machines were lurching into action. She wondered what would have happened if some medieval farmer was chairman now. Could he have helped the computers start the long repair? She stood up and ordered the platform to the walkway at the rim of the map hall, and hurried up the worn stairs to the interface room.
Hello, said the screen.
You don't need me, said Kin. I've given you all the instructions you need to repair yourself. It will take you a long time, but you can do it without affecting the bios... Oh, boy. The biohemisphere, I suppose. Too much. But you can't go on like it, not unless you get fresh materials from outside.
We know. Entropy is against us.
You can't go on cannibalizing old machines for spare parts. You may last another 100 years, that's all.
We know.
Do you care about the people on the surface?
They are our children.
Kin stared at the glowing letters. Then she said softly, Tell me about Jago Jalo. He must have seemed a godsend.
Yes. We were already aware that the disc was doomed. In those days we maintained an arrestor screen against meteorites. It was comparatively easy to extract the residual velocity from his ship. We watched him bring his smaller ship within the vault of heaven. Unfortunately, we could not contact him. That should have made us suspicious.
You allowed him to land, though.
Unfortunately, his ship attracted the attention of a rock during the descent.
A rock?
A large bird.
I don't believe it, said Marco. I see it, but I don't believe it. It's going to take us home, is that it?
Below them, land flashed past in a dusty blur. There was a brief impression of surf, and then the rock was arrowing out to sea. Didn't you see the big egg in that garden where you were caged? Said Kin weakly. Didn't you wonder what laid it? Of course it can't take us home, it's just a big bird. I saw the specifications back in the hub.
It seems a little stupid to say this, in the circumstances, said Silver, but such a creature could not exist in flesh and blood. It would collapse under its own weight.
It doesn't weigh more than 5 tons, said Kin. It's one of the disc builder's finest constructions. It's alive. It's got sinews like line cord, and its bones are pneumatic. Just tubes filled with gas under pressure. The computer showed me. Marvellous, isn't it?
Why is it losing height? We'll land in the sea, said Marco.
Yes, said Kin. I should get back into your couch if I were you.
You mean we are going to land in the sea?
Marco looked down at the rushing waves. They were low enough for every crest to be visible. Then he looked at what, on the disc, had to be called the horizon. The sun was just a red glow, half hidden by strips of cloud, tipping the wave tops with fire. Marco thought,
Oh no, he said, Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me you're not planning to...